Hi, I'm Corey Chambers, your real estate broker and your friend in the business with Entar Real Estate and Financial Tech. In a moment, I'll share with you some valuable information about these topics. One is the frozen real estate market. Is it about to thaw, or has the thaw already begun? Secondly, we got the six words that could possibly make you cry. If you see any properties that are of interest to you, let us know. We will gladly send you a property information packet on any loft, condo, or house, or a private preview is available upon request. First of all, the frozen real estate market. Why is it frozen? And is there a sign of a thaw? Well, it's frozen because mainly because interest rates went up to what they normally should be, and people have not gotten over their expectations of lower historic low interest rates that we've been seeing for more than 20 years. So normal interest rates about 6% when you buy a home, and 3% from your bank account when you have deposit money into a savings account. You should be getting about 3%. And you should be paying about 6% from your on your mortgage. So that has, you know, been different over the last 20-something years because of the Federal Reserve artificially deflating the that by inflating other things. And so that's what happens, is creating a bubble. And so there's a still tremendous pressure for inflation, that it will get mostly out of control, inflation, and the value of the dollar will mostly continue to accelerate downward to become valueless. It already has, the dollar already has gone closer to zero than what most people think. The dollar was a lot of money when it was first printed. You could buy a dinner for the entire large family for $1 when the dollar was invented about 150 years ago. So can you buy a dinner for an entire family for a dollar now? No, I don't. I don't know of anywhere in the U.S. where you could buy a dinner for one person for a dollar anymore. You could have. When I was in college, I could buy two Whoppers for $2. Whopper was a 99 cents. I mean, I thought that was a very good deal then. It was very cheap in 1994. I was able to do a lot in 1994 with not that much money because prices were kind of historically low, and prices were still historically low in, you know, 2017. You could still sometimes get a good burger for 99 cents, perhaps not a Whopper for 99 cents, but maybe $1.49 or $1.99. So but real estate interest rates have gone up. It caused people to stop buying properties, basically, while the middle class finances, average person's finances got much worse because they were finding that they were paying double for food and for double for a lot of their expenses, but their pay did not usually double. That's been true for me too. I actually made more money in 2012 and 2013. Bought a lot of bitcoins and used that to kind of mask the difference, and that there was no more windfalls of cash, really, not very often after that. So that's why one reason why we're launching Entar, the $1 trillion real estate company of the future. I've always studied what wealthy people have been doing and thinking and revealing and so forth for many years, especially lately, when you can watch so many millionaires and billionaires on YouTube discussing, you know, all the things that they feel have contributed to their financial success. So I spent a lot of those bitcoins on learning, because I knew that there would be maybe only one thing that was a better investment than Bitcoin. Bitcoin's the king of all investments. But there is maybe only one other thing that is even better than Bitcoin as far as investments. That is investing in yourself, your education, your self-improvement, improving your life, improving your brain. So that is what I spent a large chunk of my bitcoins on, and I know for a fact that that is going to come true. It takes time to convert your brain power into monetary power, because it does not automatically equate. You have to make it, you have to do the work to do that. So that's why we are launching NTAR, the $1 trillion real estate company of the future, real estate, financial, marketing technologies, and getting ready to incorporate only friends, family, repeat customers, and long-time relationships and long-time associates can legally get the stock. So if you're not a repeat customer, make sure you become a repeat customer and build that kind of relationship as necessary under securities laws to be able to invest in a startup. Okay. And the six saddest words that can make you cry is largely a true story for me. Now, it didn't start as a true story. It started as I heard, I think it was an artificial intelligence story, that AI came up with these six words that make people cry. But AI is particularly good at words concerning human feelings. It's better than the average person because it looks at all the best writers, or all the upper, at least upper middle writers, and to find out the words they use that people connect with. So the words, six words that make people cry, which made me cry because I actually have a real life connection to those words through some close family members. And the true story is when I got some DNA tests a few years ago, I found some cousins, which was great because I don't have very many cousins. I have no cousins that are local, and have not had any local cousins for many decades. So I was happy to find some cousins, a whole bunch of them in Tennessee, where my grandfather was from. Now that grandfather and my grandmother, 4 years after they had my mother, they had another baby, named her Lucy. Had great plans and dreams for Lucy, but Lucy did not live to see the second day of her life. She died the same day she was born. So my mother never got a sister to hang out with. I wouldn't find out till after my mother died that my mother had a half-sister in Tennessee that she never knew about. And so my mother never got to spend time with any sisters at all. But she did have brothers, but that wasn't the same because her brothers were brotherly. They were brotherly at best. They were not sisterly. So she missed out on that. But the six sad words were for sale. It's a classified ad. For sale, baby's shoes never worn. And it turns out that, well, I kind of borrowed from that baby's shoe story. It ended up being having a lot of truth. As for my Aunt Lucy, who was born but never got to wear her baby shoes. So take a look at the Facebook page. My username is Corey.Chambers. That's Corey.Chambers. And you can look at the details of that story, including the gravestone of my Aunt Lucy, no one ever got to meet her except for her mother. So my grandmother, who was a miser, was obviously very attached because she paid for a funeral and gravestone and everything. That's the story. Take a look on my Facebook. Corey.Chambers is my username, so you should become a Facebook friend. And as I mentioned earlier, a property information packet is available in any loft, condo, or house, or private preview is available upon request. And if you have a home you'd like to sell, you should know that I will guarantee the sale of your present home at a price acceptable to you, or I'll buy it for cash. This guarantee will allow you to buy your next home without worrying about selling your present home. To find out how much you could sell your home for, call me at 213-880-9910. I'm Corey Chambers, your real estate broker in Los Angeles, serving all of California with Entar Real Estate and Financial Tech. Looking forward to talking to you again soon. Bye-bye.